Good evening, everyone. This is Jackie Salvitti with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And our new co-host, Squirrel Rourke, who we're very excited to have. A lot of you know Squirrel because of the emails that she sends out, these wonderful things that she spends so much time doing. And so tonight, if you have any questions, if you'll email them directly to Squirrel, and it's S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, like the animal, at, no offense, Squirrel.
easiest writing ever.
Okay, WYOM.net, the abbreviation for Wyoming, WYOM.net. And tonight's show, Squirrel, welcome, honey. Please say hello to everybody.
It's my privilege and honor to be here with all of you. I just can't tell you. I'm just so excited to spend this time with you and also just to have some fun with the team and see what we can do to share and open up those energies for everyone else. Thank you.
I love Squirrel because she's controversial, so you never know what she's going to ask. And a lot of you have heard her questions over the air. She's great at questions. Tonight's show, Stepping Out of Our Comfort Zone. And I'm sorry for laughing because I know everybody's out of their comfort zone right now, or the majority of people are. There was a time when we felt somewhat comfortable and easy about our lives, and those times are absolutely gone. If there's somebody there listening to this show and they're by the fireplace and having a great time, God bless you. There is a giant cosmic prodding right now that's occurring to move, step out, examine your beliefs and your life, and there's absolutely nowhere to hide. I promise you that. Time of great action, and if any of this feels uncomfortable or even unnatural, good luck. I mean, we have to move forward. We really don't have a choice. And that also means we don't necessarily know where we're going, which or being led or pushed. You know, embrace it all with as much love as you can and trust that you're cradled in the arms of the universe, because I have to tell you, this has gotten very bizarre. Okay, and Squirrel, you're going to give us some astrological updates, because I know you're the astrology girl. I know zero.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. You know I am. This is a little quote and comment from Amanda Painter, who writes with Eric Francis. And she writes, are you feeling at all like you're pushing at the walls of something around you, whether in a sexual relationship or philosophically or physically? Is your own self-concept suddenly feeling like a town that isn't big enough for both the white hat you and the black hat you? The Sun-Saturn conjunction in Scorpio is exact today. So that's what she writes. And I can say I felt a little like, you know, Saturn was prodding me along. Another brief one here. This one is from Pam Youngins, and I usually send hers out to everyone. But Saturn now is going to have a 2-year stint in Scorpio. And it's a 2-year journey. And just as Saturn in Libra held us accountable for the condition and status of partnership, Saturn in Scorpio requires us to take responsibility for our own deeper motivations, especially the fear-based ones that we often hide or mask with bravado. Saturn in Scorpio also challenges us to manage what we might call our negative emotions, those powerful and often instinctual responses we have when we feel unable to control life or other people. So she goes on, but what I really like at the end of this article, she says, as we work with these strong Scorpio energies, we will emulate the phoenix, embracing a purification process as a vital step in our evolution. By allowing the emotions and negativity of the past to burn away, we, like the phoenix, can then rise from the ashes, renewed and reborn, which I think is something that Bashar talked about, that, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about when I say that. about us as a species rising like the phoenix. So here we go.
Absolutely. I have to tell you, this week has been jam-packed, and thank you so much, Squirrel, because this Scorpio in Saturn to me is, and I love what I don't know which one of them said about having to be very honest and not go to the instinctual responses or try to control in relationships. And I think this is, I'm encountering this in a relationship right now, and it's very interesting to me that for the first time I am just loving unconditionally with absolutely no investment in outcome and no expectations. It is a whole new level of me that I've never been able to embrace before. It feels absolutely wonderful. And it allows me to love unconditionally because there are no expectations. It's kind of that wonderful paradox that when you're there, you're really there. And so I do appreciate what's going on. I'm feeling also that you're trying to bust out, which, again, it just confirms, you know, the whole with the stepping out of your comfort zone. And, you know, I've often said, I don't know what the team is necessarily going to do with the show. Sometimes I do get to know ahead of time. I'm always thrilled when that happens. Generally speaking, the day before the show, I will ask, I'll get a subject matter or and then usually it unfolds, all kinds of things happen between the time I send out the show announcement and the actual show itself to kind of fill in the blanks, if you will, for what the show is going to be about. And I have to tell you that tonight is absolutely no different. In fact, it was exponentially bigger than what I thought. And because I've seen so many people in such radical change and shift with jobs, positions, homes, health, love, opening up to new ideas and concepts that were totally foreign to them. Just going through major transitions this week has just been such an eye-opener. And I'm also in the same position on many fronts. We're being pushed into these places, these changes, the shifting beliefs and expectations, while absolutely having to have trust and stay in the now moment to walk through it, which, can I just tell you, how many times have we talked about staying in the now moment? And for me, I'm sure you're going through the same thing, Squirrel, and I've known you for a long time. There is no other way to be right now other than in the now moment. We go any further, and it just is, nothing fits. Absolutely nothing fits. So I personally have been called to return to California, and the call is really loud. And like Frasier, I'm listening this time. I'm really listening. And so, as a wonderful channel, Galexa said to me, you know, before it was a whisper, now, you know, it's not only a shout, but right behind it is a 2x4. So,
time to go, Jackie.
It's time to go. And I'm absolutely listening without really knowing how all this is going to happen. I'm walking through it step by step, but it's overwhelming. I won't say that it's not, but I know that I wouldn't be given this assignment without a way to do it, so I'm just having to trust. Doesn't mean I don't whine. And I'm so not the only one facing major changes, so, you know, whining is really, for me, not appropriate. Doesn't mean I won't do it. Also getting a lot of reports, and I found it really interesting this week alone. We do sessions with two sisters. And they're really quite amazing because they were hiding out in Texas and just happened to carry Jewish lineage, and it's a very powerful lineage that could affect great change. And it's very, very interesting that they kind of got, both of them got involved in working with the team. And through the process of doing a power retrieval on both mom and dad, it has been amazing to see the shifts they're going through. The one sister has children, and the team has been interplaying with her children as well, which they often do if there's permission at some level. And the oldest daughter sat down the other night with the two sisters, decided to, she'd been getting instructions in the dream time how to channel. She started channeling and brought through both of their hybrid children. So I got a, it was fascinating. I got a call from the one sister who was so excited. The one that had no children was thrilled beyond belief. The other one, we spoke today because it was her session, and she's just absolutely ecstatic. I mean, it's so amazing to see these changes. I've said all along the hybrid children are really reaching out now in very big ways. Tuesday night, had a really strange experience. In the dream time, it was, because I've been asking, what's coming up? What's coming up? What are we really going to expect? You know, so I know the team's only going to tell me when I'm ready to hear. Other than that, I get nothing. So,
okay,
I'm the
Jackie, you have to notice. Did you notice the numerology on that date you wrote
no,
down?
No.
12/21/12
is. Well, I mean, I know 12. It's all 1/2, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, all the ones. It was 10/21/12, but. It's a fascinating series of numbers. Anyway, go on.
Oh, okay, on the night that I had this experience, I get it.
Yeah, the night that you had your experience.
Okay, so all of a sudden I'm in my kitchen eating area, family room, kind of all, and I go outside. It's at nighttime. I often do this, turn out all the big lights in the yard with my dogs, and I walked out, not with the dogs. Stars were out, as they always are, moon, etc., and all of a sudden, everything went black. Not only did the electricity go out, but the entire sky was black. There was not light anywhere. We literally went off the grid. And so I woke up kind of startled with this experience, and I promptly, you know, made my coffee, went out, wrote the announcement for the show. Team gave me what they wanted to do. And I thought, how interesting. I asked for this. They gave it to me. I did feel strange. And I've had this real, there was something stirring me. I didn't really know what it was. Last night I went to bed, got out of bed, went downstairs, got on the computer and started looking at things that I don't normally read. It's stuff from blogs. And opened the first one up. And here was this young woman and with a YouTube on it that I absolutely knew her. And I was just riveted. And I hope everybody's sitting down. She was talking about hybrid children. She's a young woman, and she had just been to Bashar, and she asked Bashar, she asked first if she had been abducted, did she have hybrid children, and he said, yes, you do. And she said, well, how will I know, because I, you know, have contacts with angels and this and that, but I don't know how to connect with that. And he said, meditate, sit with it, etc. And then she asked him, of all the humans that are incarnate on the planet, at this time, what percentage have experienced detainments rather than abductions? He uses that word, detainments. And he came back and said 97%.
Wait, wasn't it 47%?
Sorry, 47%. I apologize. Okay. I always do that. It's 47%,
okay.
Which is almost one in two. Yeah, right. It's almost one in two. And which, from my experience, and again, I, you know, I'm out there in the ethers and all day long, you know, 5 days a week. And from my experience, that, you know, the people that come with for sessions with the team, I maybe have had one person that didn't have hybrid children. Doesn't mean they've all wanted to connect with them, but I pretty much know the minute that they call, or, you know, there are different questions you ask. But I think that this was just riveting, absolutely riveting. So now, and I don't know if I've ever talked before, a lot of people have, you know, I've certainly sent a lot of people to Bashar, and he's got a lot of YouTubes and wonderful website. And Bashar, for those of you who are just tuning in tonight, I had a private session with Bashar during which he did indicate that he worked with a team, some of his people, etc. And I do a session on one woman every week who Bashar had told her that she was a commander, an Esasani commander. And when I do a session on her, her counterpart from Esasani actually comes in and actually has the same hairdo. It's just amazing to me. And
no, it's, kidding.
It's a fabulous session because it's my last session on Friday when I'm the most tired. I get so energized because it's a totally different energy coming through to her. It's amazing. Love this. On her website, and a lot of the stuff is stuff that Bashar has talked about, so nothing she's disclosing on her website, which, by the way, if you want to write it down, hybridchildrencommunity.com. Love this girl. Love her. Actually know her father from many years ago with Bashar. So I've worked with Bashar since, like, 94. So there are five hybrid civilizations that have been produced from the gray human hybrid program. Civilizations, that doesn't mean there are not other hybrid children, but full civilizations. Shalanaya, which Bashar has talked about for a long time. The Sasani, which from Esasani, Bashar's civilization. And then three others. The Shalanaya, or Yael, as Bashar calls them, will be our first contact. And then the Sasani from Bashar's civilization will be third contact. Along with the Shalanaya, I just love this. And I thought this was so powerful because we have encountered this as people meet their hybrid children. And they ask, they get to get their names, if there is a name. A lot of, you know, Bridget had talked about the fact that they really just have a frequency vibration. But a lot of these that we've met have turned out to be what they refer to as the freelancers, which I just love this. The freelancers will be coming in with a Shalanaya, giving the parents the option for them to come and live with them. Again, stepping out of your comfort.
Wait, Jackie, what, are they just going to show up at dinner time?
Bring the doorbell with a suitcase. There will be contact prior to that. There's no question about that. No, they're not going to show up with a suitcase. But although, if I was a cartoonist, I could have an awful lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, really. Just a little more baggage. Here you go.
Well, it's interesting with the freelancers because we've met so many of them, and they're all so unique. Some are part of first contact. Some have said they were not. It fills in the gaps for the sessions that we've done with people, and when we do the abduction sessions where we actually get to take them aboard ship, a gray ship, to meet hybrid children, they always get to meet two. That's really all we have time for during the session. And actually touch them, hug them, look in their eyes. It's so fascinating. But this fills in the gap because they're all so unique. But they are, majority of them are all, without question, gray hybrids. Some, I think a few have been Andromedan. Few have been Esasani, I have to, you know. But of the five races, what's really interesting, just the Shalanaya and the Sasani are disclosed. There are three that are not disclosed who they will be. And these are just hybrid civilizations, mind you. This is not Sirius or any of the ones that we know are... This is where the big question comes. Sirius is very involved in what's happening on this planet, as is the Pleiades, certainly the Andromedans. However, what's fascinating to me is that there are actually five different hybrid races that we will be dealing with. And I, you know, I'm, and, you know, anybody else's information, I do not quote other people on this show other than Bashar and Lazarus. Sometimes some of the things you send out, Squirrel, that I feel very strongly are appropriate, but Bashar, I trust. I've just, again, my relationship with Bashar goes so far back, and I can feel him during sessions often. But this is really big. I am going to go over some of the timelines. You can see some of these things on the website, but these are things that Bashar has been talking about for a long time. The other question I had is, as of the 21st of December, our quarantine is lifted on this planet. That's why it was so interesting to me that I had that question, as well as what was going to, how are we going to experience it. I don't normally go there. I don't tend to be a question answer asker. I tend to be an experiencer or know that the information will come to me. But without that quarantine, that's been a big question in my mind. What I loved, and this is where we're going to have a lot of interaction with hybrid children, and this is the acceleration I've been feeling with them, them coming to a lot of different clients, one young woman especially, who I adore, and if she's listening, she knows who she is. She, first time she called me, there had to be 1,000 beings around her. It just knocked my socks off. So, as Bashar has said, based on the sensing of the collective energy, and this is as of a week ago, okay, by about 2015, everyone on Earth will know without a doubt about ETs. What's interesting to me is a very direct question from the Vatican, filtered to me, from someone who got it firsthand at the Vatican, about 2015, and why was the church concerned about that specific date? This is exactly the answer I had given this person. And he didn't believe me.
Of course not.
Oops. full open contact by 2025, completely integrated into the Galactic Federation by 2050. Now, do know that these numbers can change and be moved more quickly. It's really important for people to understand that. Bashar, the Sasani, are a hybrid race of us as humans and the Greys, genetically altered. And for people who have read Bashar's book or done any extensive listening to Bashar's YouTubes or been to any of Bashar's channelings, the information has always been incredible. Pure. And I've had some amazing experiences, so I can tell you, I know it's real. And I've had them not when I was with Bashar, so I absolutely know they're real. So this may be a little shocking to people. The goal was not to completely blow you out, but and I kind of asked about sharing this information tonight, but it fits so totally in with the title of the show that I knew that it needed to be shared. This information is not to scare people. It makes perfect sense, as far as I'm concerned, for a hybrid race that is partly human to be first contact. What do you think, Squirrel?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the more natural way to introduce this to humans. It appears to be, from the drawings I've seen on the website, that they really do have strong humanoid characteristics.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Some of them more so than others.
Yes, I know. And it's, actually, I think some of my friends look like some of those drawings. I mean, I don't find that appearance shocking.
Oh, not at all.
Mm-mm. No, actually very loving sort of appearance. And it's gentle.
Very gentle, very beautiful. Very beautiful. And what I'm seeing, a lot of these young people have been so upgraded and continue to be upgraded once they come to the planet. This has been all the visitations that people have experienced where they didn't realize that it was a series of upgrades, 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 in some cases upgrading to bring in their children, okay, who were going to be real leaders on this planet. The programs are so much bigger than we realize. It was interesting in some of the things I read, and this, of course, is very true. I haven't thought about pointing it out, but in essence, we are hybrids. We were genetically altered and created on planet Earth, which, for those of you who are religiously inclined, this does not go against the whole concept of God at all. Or of God, God is all that is. And I can tell you, Bashar makes these references so much. Also references the fact that, in essence, we are their grandparents. Their timeline was highly accelerated. But we are related, and that is the beauty of all of this. In terms of the apes, yes. With the grays and with other things. So there's a lot. We carry Pleiadian, Syrian, some have even Martian, which that's a whole other subject matter. Also,
I have a question. I mean, do we know why it had to be hybrid to be on this planet? I mean, there has to be a plan for the reason.
Oh, of course. What you do when a planet is evolving,
mm-hmm.
when a planet is evolving, you wait for life forms to evolve. You then, in this particular case, because we have such a phenomenal mix of water and heat, we're just the perfect distance from the sun, etc., okay, the animal most closely humanoid was the ape. So creating that genetically made it much easier because it was natural to, native to, this planet. It was already equipped to function on Earth. They then make the genetic modifications, okay? We know that the reptilians have been here. We know the Syrians have been here. We know the Pleiadians have been here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are a mix. That's all, for all those elitists out there, I hate to tell you this.
Well, honestly, I can say I've never felt purebred anything about myself, so I it works just fine for me. I'm happy.
At any rate, it's, and the church, and I think this is why the church came out very specifically in two different instances, one with an intra-diocese newspaper and the other from Father Balducci, although there are some Catholics that really denounce Balducci, who's now crossed over. Balducci made the comment that there are extraterrestrials, they're more spiritually advanced than we are, and they are part of God's creation. It was pretty simple, but there's groundwork being laid because the church also knows that this is going to happen. So as a religious organization, I give them a lot of credit. They're laying the groundwork.
Bless their little souls.
I'm sorry?
I said, bless their little souls.
Well, and you know, the Dalai Lama made it a really interesting point about the fact that regardless of what happens, that all of the varieties of ways that we find our spiritual path is actually wonderful. It just shows diversity on the planet. You know, I had to credit that. And this was just in a meeting that he did. It was a meditative meeting that was many, many hours, and Darling Lane was there. So, again, I think that people will make their own choices about what they, how they choose to follow and what they want to do and know. And, you know, I'm really getting more and more clear about not making anything wrong. I think a lot of religions are going to integrate these concepts in. They won't be ready to fully give up religious affiliations because for a lot of them, it has to do with their nationality, with their cultures. And you just don't change a culture overnight. You might be able to change a religion, but boy, change a culture, that's tough. So I think, you know, we still have a lot to go. And I think that's why at this timing, they're looking at 2050 before we're really fully integrated. You know, it may take us that long to clear up the Middle East.
I'm not sure I'm going to be here to see that happen.
Well,
based
you know,
on... based on, you know, death.
Aging is going to be a different thing. And these children come in, they are here to raise our frequencies more rapidly. And so that we can accelerate, so that we are able to deal with other races without getting blown out. And I've talked about this so many times. I've encountered other races, and I can tell you, there are times when some of these other races can be very uncomfortable in terms of their frequency because it's so much higher. And, you know, I'm moving to live on top of the San Andreas Fault, so I'm probably the wrong person to talk to about this.
You're totally going out of your comfort zone, Jackie.
Well, no, I lived there before, and whenever there was an earthquake, I would just stand up and take the energy in. I happen to love that stuff, and I do the same with different races. So, but I think looking at the bigger picture, it's getting more exciting, more beautiful, and it's filling in the blanks. And I, you know, again, for a lot of people who are listening tonight, some of you may be listening for the first time. Usually the information doesn't come out quite this shocking. And I only have a few minutes really to go into channel tonight. And, you know, I'm really celebrating with Squirrel here. And she's going to be with us every week. Love her. In the future, if you have questions, you can just email them to squirrel@wyoming.net, W-Y-O-M?
Yes, wyoming.net.
Wyoming.net. And I think Squirrel's a wonderful addition to the show. And Squirrel, you're so up to date on everything. And besides, she's controversial, which I love. She'll ask the questions that some of you may not be willing to send in, but she will. So let me get into channel here even for a few moments till they throw us off.
All right, hon.
All right. Welcome, everyone. All right. For those of you just tuning in, this is the team. And the team, is a group that is much bigger than any of you can really understand. We come through the channel as a collective energy, even though you hear a voice that you try to identify with a particular person, which is fine. That does not negate our love for you. how honored we feel to be able to interact with all of you in this format. For those of you tuning in for the first time, healing energies are flowing through your computers or whatever kind of device you have. We know you. We're happy to see you. Whether you invite us in is up to you. We will not invade. Please be aware of that. Oh, we might hang around a little bit, but not in a negative way. Only if there's really permission from your higher self and your soul that it's time to wake up and move forward and open up to the more of who you are. Our agenda for all of you is one of incredible love and to help facilitate your accelerated growth to becoming the empowered, amazing bridges that you came here to be. That is our primary work. You, if you're listening to this program, came in specifically to be a bridge in some capacity. You may not be doing it out in the open. You may be doing it quite quietly. As one person we worked with said, that her assignment had become stealth as more of the team worked with her during the dream time and her meditations. And she is doing extraordinary work with the earth. We have been teaching her, both through sessions and in her private meditative times and her dream time. Now, she won't be hanging out a shingle anytime soon. She may do some other things, but the work she does with Earth, great work, by the way. All right? And many of you have unique things that you're doing. Some of you will become healers and channels and all kinds of things. Teachers, coaches. Oh, there's a variety of ways. All right? But each one of you, as time is accelerating now, as all things are moving, you will be the ones that people will come to because things are going to accelerate very rapidly now. Very rapidly. If by 2015, and we already knew this, but we're saying this to you, if by 2015 the world absolutely irrefutably knows that there are extraterrestrials and UFOs, even though a huge number of your population already does believe it, but believing it and having irrefutable proof are two different things. The expansion that information alone will give is beyond your imagination. Because what it does is it shifts your belief structure to recognize that you are something, a part of something that's so much bigger and accountable, not just to God. Well, that was kind of easy. But accountable to other races, to other beings. Not that they're going to put you on trial, but accountable for your actions, accountable for the way you treat the earth, accountable for the way you treat each other. Knowing that these beings have the ability to read your mind, that in and of itself can be real. Communication, not verbal, telepathic. Now, just getting to a point where you're comfortable with telepathic communication, knowing that a being can read everything that's going on in your mind. Some of you have done a lot of work where you're very comfortable with that. A lot of people have not. And this will accelerate their journey to clear up a lot of their old emotions that will contaminate their communication. And that it's already contaminating their energy field. They just don't realize. There's much ahead of all, for all of you. For all of you. For those of you who know that you've had these experiences, whether you call them detainments or abductions, we want you to understand it was always by agreement. We've had people say, no way would I have agreed to that, but you did. From a much higher perspective, you agreed coming in because you knew and understood how much bigger it was than just Earth. That it was part of a cosmic program. And that the races that were being created would populate the entire universe. You were thrilled to participate. Now, for some of you, the experiences have been frightening or bring up fear in you. However, you will come to a point where you heal those ideas and concepts. And we hope that you do. We are here to assist you in any way we can. To come to peace with all of that. Your planet is counting on you in more ways than you know, and your star friends and family are counting on you and believe in you in ways you don't yet know. You are the ground crew. You are the ones that came in, that were honored to come, not forced, honored to come. And it was absolutely known that you would all make an incredible difference, lay the groundwork for what was to come. You would be the ones that could help others understand, embrace their fears, and soothe them. Encourage their growth, their opening, their understanding, and their healing. Question, Squirrel.
I do have a question. It's my understanding that a lot of the hybridization is being done by the Greys to preserve, or at least my understanding is they lost their ability to procreate.
So, some of them did, yes.
Okay, so. Then,
some of them did, yes.
Okay. Then, as a side, does love make the world go round, or is it procreation? I'm beginning to think that is, I know you would like that. But really, my question is, what, I know everything happens, I'm not going to get into timelines right now, but what happened to them? As a species, as a race, that is so.
Well, they are. We've talked about this before. They are another version of you.
Right. So we're here to preserve our own integrity.
Wait a minute. Because you don't understand timelines.
I know
that. Very difficult yet for you all to understand this.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
Because it's difficult for you to conceive of past, present, future, coming back from the future, going back to the past, all right, that all of it exists at the same time. Now, the Isisani, although they are tremendously ahead of you in evolution, that evolution was accelerated. So that makes it a little bit more difficult to understand. Was it about sex? No, it was about saving all that they had accomplished. All right? They, in their own unique way, all right, decided that the emotional body was a hindrance and did some things that didn't help them, all right? they're making certain that you don't destroy your planet. This is the reason that they do intercede. As it relates to the atomic and hydrogen bombs, warheads, missiles. Because we've talked about this before, those would in fact impact not only your planet, but the entire cosmos. You are children in many ways who do not yet understand their intellect, their brilliance, and your love, you see. Combining those creates something amazing. You are honored in the cosmos for your capacity to love. They are honored for their brilliance. You asked another question in there, kind of wove it in, Squirrel, about saving all the species that have been lost on the planet, and they have been doing that, yes. The time will come, all right, where things will be restored on your planet. All right.
So is this sort of like a reverse domino effect? Stand them back all up again, and then let them fall in a different direction?
Oh, we don't understand what you mean.
The domino effect?
Letting who fall?
It's the game dominoes. You line up all little tiles, and then when you press
one. No.
Not quite.
No, this is not. Well, let's go play in the backyard with the children. No. As a collective consciousness, which you all are part of, cannot be separate from that. As a collective consciousness, you have said, no, don't interfere yet. There would have been direct intervention quite a while ago. And it did not happen because you absolutely asked for it not to. If you look at the accelerated interactions on your planet, they began with the advent of the atomic bomb. That was the crucial turning point. Do you understand?
Completely.
That was the acceleration of interaction to save the human biology, to save the genes of humans, so that the race would not be lost, even if the planet was. Do you understand?
I do.
Because the children now got dangerous. Normally there would have been intervention. But as a species, with your capacity to love, you said, no, we're going to do it differently. And that was honored and respected in the cosmos. Everybody said, all right, let's see what they do. Unfortunately, you haven't been very kind to your planet. But if you look around today, although you see what's going on, and you see the shadow of your planet playing out, as your own shadows are playing out, we can say this to you unequivocally. Unequivocally. Those that have meant harm on the planet will be shown. Now, we know that there are some people waiting for a whole equalization of the monetary system and so on, Nisara and other things. Please do not sit around and wait for your check. All right, you have some waiting to do. All right, go get a job and pay for the rent. Now, will things equalize out over time? Yes. But not tomorrow. This is part of the problem with channeling. Timelines. However, your activities, the energy that you send out, and those of you, there are many of you that work with us, that we absolutely love what you're doing. And the dedication and the care that you have applied to assisting on this planet, recognizing your magic and your power, which we are very happy about, realizing that you're not small, and beginning to remember who you really are, and that you can have impact. You don't have to be on the back of a truck with a loudspeaker to do it. Very important point. Squirrel, are you watching the time?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. We have a little bit more time, maybe about 5 minutes.
All right.
What can we do to prepare for the quarantine that's going to be lifted in December? I don't want to miss the opportunity.
All right. Well, you know, for some of you, and we actually do expect to see this. For some people, they're going to have blow-up, you know, ET dolls, you know, up on their rooftops as an open invitation, come see me here and now. We have people in their intentions saying, I want to see the team now. I'm ready. I can tell I'm ready now. With people coming back, and it's really quite delightful, that now they have decided that they are fully ready. Whereas before, when they worked with us, they were still a little, had some trepidation. That's all right, too. But things are accelerating so rapidly, people are saying, throwing caution to the wind. Now, if you want to make contact, people, meditate. All right. Meditate. We cannot emphasize this enough. By opening up your consciousness, you become a channel, a receiver. All right? Many are waiting to connect with you. Meditate. Now, we can guarantee you, Squirrel, that in weeks we're going to hear from people, I've been meditating, I haven't gotten a damn thing.
I was just thinking that.
All right. Well, we're not saying it's going to happen overnight. But open up to it. Send out your own signal. I'm ready. And I'm ready to love you and to interact and to learn. And if you think I'm ready, I would love to connect. I'll settle for signs until you think I'm ready. You see, for some of you, you think you're ready. All right? However, the frequencies can be very strong. So not everybody is really as ready as they think they are. And you have to trust that there are those that read this on the other side of the veil and know. This is the job of your star family and your higher self, you see. Also, look at your motivation. If you're looking at this for vindication, or are you looking to truly connect and exchange? To give and receive love, not just receive, give and receive love. And as we said earlier, communication, all right, going into this with a lot loaded up with shame is a little tough. All right? A little tough. Doesn't mean it can't happen. But it can conflict with your ability to connect. Not always. We know some people who've gone into it with shame and anger and all kinds of things. Had some extraordinary experiences. Our dear Fotar has made it a point to go and visit people that were a little on the tough side. And entertain them, which only he could do. He had his Snoopy outfits on, with the goggles and the hat with the ears up and the scarf. Also remember that there's a great deal of humor in the universe. You don't need to make it too serious. Now, can you be loving and be funny? Absolutely. That's honored. We promise you. All right. Did we answer your question, Squirrel?
Oh, most certainly. Thank you so much. And we just have about another minute to go.
All right. Actually, normally they close off at 5 minutes before, but they're giving us additional time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. We would like to... Oh, thank you, dear one. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you, Squirrel.
I love you.
All right. We'd love to work with you tonight if you are open to it. If you are open to it, we will not come without your invitation. How do you invite us? Well, as you go to sleep tonight, or even now, if you make a choice and say, yes, team, I want you to come. Then when you get in bed, ready to really go to sleep. All right, dear team, would you please come work with me tonight? And if you're ready, what we would like to do is create a bridge, a lovely bridge, not only for us, but for those that may want to communicate with you as well. Does that include hybrid children? Now, whether or not you remember this in the morning will really be up to you. All right? And that means how much am I really ready to bring back into my conscious state? Know that we love each and every one of you more than you can possibly imagine. We're so excited that you have reached this point. We know that many of you weren't certain you were going to do it, but you have. And there's more to come. More excitement. As time goes on, you will absolutely understand why you wanted to be here for this. Even all the obstacles and the difficult times you've all had, you will know why. And there is much ahead for you, everyone. And it's really quite beautiful. Much ahead. And as we've always said, you will be honored forever for having been here at this time. We love each and every one of you, and to you, dear Squirrel, good night.
Good night.
Seth, who's running around out there, our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you. And to your animals, because many of you have animals in your home. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Oh, I'm sure we're off. If we're not off, good night, everyone. I love you.
Hey, Jackie, happy birthday, girl. Tuesday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Love you. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Good night.